The morning fog is lifting over a small walnut grove near the Stumuller Winery in Alexander Valley as farm manager John Gorman gives harvesting instructions to a busload of recently arrived school kids.
These are rotten. When you bust these open, all the nut inside is brown and it doesn't taste any good. So we don't want any of these. These two are fresh. You'll find these on the ground. These are great. You'll put these into the buckets and into your bags. So the husk is still on. You take it apart. Oh, there's our perfect one.
The first and fourth graders from nearby Geyserville School are there to join with volunteers from the Farm to Pantry Gleaners, a Healdsburg group that goes out every week to gather produce that would otherwise go to waste and deliver it to food banks and after-school programs. Danny Wilcox is their program director.
We call it rescue food because it's going to go to waste. It's viable food that can get to someone who needs it. And we have a lot of food insecure people in our area, and it's very helpful for them to be able to go pick up free food when they can't afford it.
And Wilcox says they can add a lot of variety to the recipients' tables.
We glean from A to Z, arugula, basil, beets, lettuce, peppers, oranges, and then, of course, the gamut of the citrus. There are persimmons right now, zucchini galore. Anything you can think of that anybody has a surplus of, we glean.
The biggest share of that bounty goes to the Healdsburg Food Pantry, where Jim Traumiller is director.
They will typically bring in 400 to 1,000 pounds of produce a week because they bring in a lot of tomatoes, a lot of zucchinis, other kinds of squash. The summer months, we certainly get a big increase in the amount of food that they bring.
On this day, they wound up bringing in some 220 pounds of walnuts, a special treat for the pantry's three-day-a-week distributions to more than 200 local families. Back at the farm, Lucas Brian Friel has warmed to his work.
I'm having a great time. We've barely even started, and we almost have a halfway full of a bag.
And John Gorman is enjoying watching.
This is wonderful. You know, they get to see food being grown on a real farm in a walnut grove, and they're having a wonderful time. It's like an Easter egg hunt.
The Farm to Pantry Gleaners have been at it since 2008, when founder Melita Love recalls a single request set her on that path.
Someone came up to me one time and said, well, I have a fig tree and a walnut tree. She couldn't pick them. They were too high. And I had heard about gleaning, and then like a light bulb went on. I was like, oh, maybe I could get some people to come and we could pick your figs and your walnuts. And that's what we did. I think we gleaned about 50 pounds and that was the start.
Since then, they have ramped up their activities and their yield.
This year alone, it was 40,000 pounds. Over 50% went to the food pantry, and the largest might have been apples or oranges. I'm not sure exactly.
But she is sure of a big milestone the group reached earlier this fall, a total of 100 tons of produce that was rescued and sent on to welcoming households, a total that, like the produce itself, is continuing to grow. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.